Ladies and gentlemen, friends, family, and the like, welcome back to another episode of the Dragon Horse Podcast, y'all. My name is Cameron Bivens, and I am your lovely host, the Dragon Horse himself. So, what are we getting into today? Whew, back on the Qatar tip. Talking about Qatar again today and the FIFA World Cup. I'm telling you guys, man, this is crazy. This is like, you know, I don't know, you have a gallon of milk or something, right? And then you spill it, and it seems like everything's out of it, but no more. It just keeps pouring out and just spreading. And that's kind of what's going on here. Qatar is laying out some more blanket rules that they did not notify people of beforehand. Now, many people, as I've stated in the past episodes, have paid to go to this World Cup. They've saved up. They've been interested. This is a big deal for a lot of people. I'm American, so, I mean, it's not as a big deal for me, to be honest. I'm more into the NFL and NBA, but or the Olympics, but at the same time, the FIFA World Cup is the FIFA World Cup, and it's being hosted in Qatar. So, what's the new rule that was created today, besides the Budweiser thing and no beer being allowed, right? Just besides the no debauchery rules and whatnot that we've heard in the past few days. Well, let me go ahead and lay it down for you guys. This one was brought to you guys by the jpost.com, the Jerusalem Post, and it's written by Asvika Klein. Title of the article reads, Qatar won't allow any cooked kosher food and public Jewish prayer. So this is expected. I mean, come on. You're going into a conservative Muslim country that is ruled by a monarchy that has a history of human rights issues. So I guess people thought they were going to play nice. And well, let's get into the article and let's see exactly what went down, shall we? Here we go. Jewish organizations claim that Qatar is breaking its promise on allowing any cooked kosher food to be sold at the FIFA World Cup. Jewish organizations have said that even though they were promised otherwise, Qatar won't allow any cooked kosher food, to be sold or offered to visitors of the FIFA World Cup. So for those that don't know, people that adhere to this faith, followers of this faith, believe that their food should be kosher, which I do believe means it needs to be blessed by a rabbi and things of that nature before they dine, okay? And, well, basically, it's part of their belief system, right? So it'd be like if you were to tell people going to an NFL game or an NBA championship game that you're not allowed to have a prayer. You're not allowed to have Muslim prayer. You're not allowed to have rooms in the hotels for Muslims to pray. It is discrimination-based. It is a slap in the face, but they know that they can get away with it. I mean, they know that FIFA's not going to do anything about it. The FIFA head literally said, hey, I feel like a gay person because I'm being discriminated against, which is unbelievably narrow-minded to compare those two things. I mean, you're making millions being the FIFA head, but somehow you want to say you're marginalized. I just don't see the resemblance. Now, I had told you guys that if the FIFA organization did not take a hardline stance against Qatar for the antics would continue and go further. And that is exactly what's happened here. I'm telling you guys, they feel like they can get away with a lot more now because they feel like there's not going to be any pushback. But that's just my opinion. Let's continue more, right? Let's continue. Sources in Jewish organizations told the Jerusalem Post that Qatar broke another promise to allow Jewish prayer services in Doha during games, claiming it couldn't secure this type of activity and then banned it completely, which is nothing less than discrimination, if you ask me. We were promised to be allowed to create prayer spaces in order for religious Jews who came to see the games to have a place of worship, a representative of a Jewish organization said. We were recently told that they banned places of worship for Jews because they cannot secure them. According to other sources, there's an estimate of more than 10,000 religious Jews from Israel and around the world that are expected to arrive in Doha. Man, they were promised to be able to cook kosher food, including kosher meat, but at the moment have only been allowed to sell cold bagel sandwiches. Okay, so they're basically going to starve them. That's what you do. You starve them out, right? For those that don't know, I lived in China for 4 years in a town called Wuxi, about 45 minutes outside of Shanghai by high-speed train. Lived there, but during COVID, I happened to be back in the States. Needed to go back and get my stuff, you know, things of that nature. So I needed to essentially break back into China. And with the help of my wife and her Zed ticket, I was able to get back in. But let me tell you something. Those quarantine hotels were no joke. Give us rice, basically make us uncomfortable as possible, hoping that maybe less people will come because they'll hear the stories about how the hotels aren't great, right? And I won't get into too many details, but basically we're being starved out. And, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. You understand what I'm saying? So I can kind of see what route that Qatar has taken with trying to lay this out so that they can, you know, this is what they want to do. They're trying to put themselves above. And that's pretty much what's being accepted. According to another source, a number of wealthy American Jews plan to come as a large group but cancel their arrangements since they said they wouldn't feel secure in not having enough food to eat. There is no kosher food. There are no Shabbat meals and no public prayer services, a source said. He added that the Qatari said they would separate religion from sports. So how come the great Qatar doesn't know how to secure Jewish worshipers? Yeah, I mean, you know, this is on purpose. There's no other way to put it. There's talk in this article further about how the FIFA World Cup is meant to bring people together. And this is the reason why there were protests, because they feel like Qatar would, you know, go back on their promises, which they've been proven right. Those protesters have been proven right. Qatar has ran back on the promises of allowing beer to be sold, ran back on the promises of allowing Jewish prayer circles, ran back on the promises of saying, hey, we're going to play nice, only to not play nice. And I think it's pretty clear. So for those that are happy to go to Qatar and, you know, be there, that's great. But they're definitely not getting the full experience, or at least the experience they expected. And at the end of the day, as I always say on this channel, it's not about right or wrong. It's about perspective. But these people were lied to. And I can never get behind, you know, people being lied to. I mean, you can't just sit there and say, hey, we're not going to allow kosher meals, but we'll just give you bagels, you know, for days on end. You're essentially starving these people because of their belief system, which is, you know, not a belief system that believes in harming others, but a belief system that's simply among them as a group. And that's just, you know, when you talk about hosting a major world event, I don't know, I just can't rock with that. That just doesn't seem very fair to me. But anyway, you know, those are my thoughts. Oh, by the way, at the end of this article, it talks about how Qatar has declined to really comment on why these things are banned, and that should let you know right there they don't care. They know they can get away with it. There's no slap on the wrist. So let that be a lesson to everybody out there. Sometimes if you don't push back, things only get worse, man. Sometimes things only get worse. And I'll leave you with that. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Dragon Horse Podcast. And as always, stay safe, stay happy, and stay healthy. I love y'all. Catch you in the next one. Peace.